High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I don't know if you saw the story. I read it and I thought this is just, on so many levels, this just is appalling. There are reports that 47 repossessed JMPD cars by the Avis Group. And we wanted to understand what the impact on safety will be, especially coming up for this period. Leah Knott is the DAMMC for Corporate Services at the Johannesburg Metro Municipality. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners. I'm good and you?
I am good. Thank you. Tell us about the story because it's a little odd, isn't it? Or unusual.
Yes, so yeah. It's a very long explanation, and it dates backwards, if you will, with regards to the non-specialized fleets in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not 47 JMPD vehicles. In fact, I think it's 19 JMPD vehicles out of 124 that we have with Avis. We
right.
still have 1,176 with AfriRent that are on the ground. The largest affected entity is Joburg Water. And they've had about 90 vehicles taken off the road. And this is obviously because the contract has expired on the non-specialized fleet. And if I take you back a little bit, that particular contract expired at the end of last term, before or sort of around the election time. And the procurement on that should have started in January, February 2021, which it didn't. And we raised it in council in June last year to say, listen, you're going to run out of time. And so when we came into government, we started the procurement on this non-specialized contract, and we went out in public participation because we decided to do it 5 years so that we wouldn't have, intermittent service during the political term, and that way we could also work on the fleet policy and move it into a hybrid policy at the same time. When the public participation finished, there was that upheaval in Johannesburg where the mayor was unlawfully removed, and then we came back in the 25th of October. And at that stage, the ANC had at that time signed off the award for the current tender. And when we looked at it, there were two issues. The first was one of the applicants had taken the city to court, challenging the award. And secondly, Group Forensics were investigating alleged irregularities during that. So we spoke with the city manager and said, look, we cannot have a situation where we end the current contract and we award this one and this court challenge is successful, because then we are definitely stuck with our fleet. We cannot rely on the existing contract.
Mm-hmm.
We can't, just procure outright. These things take months. So let's do a 3-month extension, allow the legal processes to finish up, and then, we can do things the right way. The ANC then blocked that report along with the councillor, Makubele, who's the Speaker of Council, on the 27th of October. And this was about 2 days after we'd come back in. And she said, no, this isn't urgent. We're not tabling it. We again asked on the 28th of programming, please, can we table this on the 3rd of November meeting, which actually happened on the 11th. And the ANC and Good, and I think it was the AIC as well as COPE, said, it's not urgent. It can come at the end of November. And we explained the consequences of what was going to happen, because essentially, if you do not extend, then you are not in contractual, arrangements with these service providers, which means you can't effectively, use the vehicles. So, we had this political battle, and needless to say, it's downright sabotage, if you ask me. And then we had to go internally to work with the city manager and say, okay, well, how do we do this? Satisfy the auditor general. It is an irregular, irregular expenditure if you look at it, because we are doing a deviation. And he then went through to the adjudication committee last week and signed off a 3-month to allow us to utilize this fleet. Then what needed to happen was obviously the negotiation with the two service providers to say, look, we want to do this. Are you happy? AfriRent was met with last week and they agreed we're not going to pull any of our vehicles. That's 2,619 vehicles across the city. With Avis, we only have 560 vehicles. So it's a much smaller amount. But it is still, any vehicle affects service delivery. And they have a meeting with the city manager today, as far as I know. They were waiting on the letter that confirmed the deviation. And they should be engaging with the city manager today. So at the moment, we've confirmed it's 19 vehicles from public safety and I think about 90 from Joburg Water. Out of Joburg Water, got about 700, and public safety have got about 1,300.
So what is likely to happen now?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, AFIRENT have been quite amenable, you know, and I have stated the forensic investigation the Treasury ordered into the past contracts and the one that's currently being done relates to non-compliance with requirements. It's not that the service providers were bad guys. It's really just dealing with that legislative issue.
But the comment that you made earlier is that this is, in your view, this is effectively sabotage. This was a deliberate.
No, absolutely. I mean, on the same day we were tabling the DBSA loan, which is actually a creation of the ANC. It's short-term funding to assist the city throughout the year, and it's paid back usually within 6 months. It just helps you throughout the financial year. They had signed that report when they were unlawfully instituted on the 19th or 20th of October. They signed the report to bring it to council on the 27th. However, when the court undid that process, MMC Sotheby's, the MMC of Finance, had to re-sign it. We brought the same report, and they voted against it at council. So I ask you, you know, what else can it be?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's really, really quite frightening when we have the situation where politicians and organizations seem to be more interested in their own agenda than they are the people of the city. That's where we do need to leave it. Leah Knott, who is the DAMMC for Corporate Services at Johannesburg Metro Municipality.